Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict spoke against society neglecting the elderly on Saturday when he spoke to a meeting on grandparents. Grandparents have given of themselves and sacrificed, offering gestures of love to their children and grandchildren. This was the message Pope Benedict gave to the participants of the Pontifical Council for the Family's plenary assembly, which was on grandparents and their place in the family. For 4 days, church leaders listened to the testimony of grandparents from around the world who shared their experiences.
We would like to share with you about the joy and the glory of grandparenting.
We love our granddaughter Sabine dearly. Grandparents, we now see that their love for their grandchildren surpasses their love for their children. We do not know if that will be true for us, but we look forward excitedly to finding out.
From the growing sense of their own mortality and the long experience of many years of life, they come to appreciate better the wonder of each person. This is particularly evident in their appreciation of grandchildren.
The inability to pass on the values we hold dearest can be a source of deep distress, combined with a sense of helplessness, when it seems that all we can do is stand like Mary and John at the foot of the cross.
The Pope pointed out the important place of grandparents in the family in the past, where they were a constant presence and often lived with their children and grandchildren into their old age.
Oggi, l'evoluzione economica e sociale ha portato profonde trasformazioni.
He says this role has changed as the social and economic evolution of the world has continued, and many elderly no longer live with their family and prefer to live alone or in a retirement community. He says a culture of death is advancing in society today, and it attacks even those who live at what John Paul II called the third age of life. Euthanasia is often proposed to resolve difficult situations. He says it's always necessary to react forcefully against ideas which seek to dehumanize man. He called on the diocese and parish to offer their resources to help the elderly, and said lay associations and ecclesial movements must also offer their help. He concluded by reminding the Church of the World Meeting of Families taking place next January in Mexico, and said everyone will be happy that this nation, which has always been faithful to the Church, will open itself to the families of the world.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.